You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach. I need you to know we're coming from Herb's house, Herb's Coffee House here in Dallas, Texas. So we've got a great study today. We're going to look at our all-wise God. And the verse that I have for us is Romans 11, verse 36. Excuse me, verse 33. Romans 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. That is to say, God's wisdom is inscrutable. It's incomprehensible, that it is so profound, that it is beyond even our understanding. And so what is wisdom? Well, wisdom is God choosing the best path to reach the highest goal. It is God choosing the best route for our lives that will take us to the highest end. Now, the highest end is always to glorify Him, especially for us who are believers. But God has a path that He has already marked out, and in His perfect wisdom, Kent, He knows each turn that we need to take. And as we follow His leadership, He puts us in the right direction, headed to the right destination. So I want us to think about the wisdom of God. And just some thoughts here. First of all, God is all discerning. He sees every situation for what it really is. He perfectly understands and rightly perceives every set of circumstances in which we find ourselves. We misread people. We misread situations. I do all the time. God never misreads. And so with His wisdom, He sizes up every situation perfectly. And then the next thing I would say is God is all strategic, where He makes the best choice from the various options. And we see some of those options. God sees every possible way He could have directed us to arrive at the destination. And from all of those options, He strategically chooses the best one. And He is astute. And by that we mean He rightly calculates every situation. And His wisdom is mysterious. It is beyond our comprehension, and he is playing on a level that we cannot attain to. And He sees the whole, and we only see little isolated slices, and we even misread some of what we see. But God sees the whole spectrum from the beginning, and His wisdom is so contrary, meaning the very opposite of what we would have chosen at times. It's antithetical. It is counterintuitive to what we would have chosen, because His ways are above our ways, and His thoughts are above our thoughts, Psalm 103. And so as we think about God and His perfect wisdom, we need to be reminded that His wisdom is at times perplexing to us, but God sees the whole. He sees the end from the beginning, and He actually even controls the end from the beginning. So there should be a great trust that we have in our God, Kent. So let's talk about this.
Well, I mean, I love this study, and I think a lot of people listening out there say, I need God's wisdom. I need God's wisdom. Like, what am I going to do with this child or with my job or with this relationship if I only had more of God's wisdom? And I think of Solomon when he could have had anything.
And
he got wisdom.
That's good.
And people came from everywhere amazed because he had God's wisdom. So I want that. So, Steve, how do I get it? How do we get more wisdom to make decisions and live this life?
That was a great cross-reference with Solomon.
But, I mean, it's...
Yeah, because he asked for wisdom, God said, well, I'll give you everything else, because you asked for the right thing. You asked for wisdom.
Yes. If we could just all say, well, yes, Lord, I want wisdom.
Yeah.
Now, how do I get it?
Yeah, yeah. And wisdom goes beyond knowledge, because knowledge gives us the facts, but wisdom shows us how to live out the truth that we know. Well, I think it begins with the Word of God. The mind of God is made known to us in the mind of Christ in pages of Scripture. And so the better we know the Bible, the better we are absorbing the ways of God and the discernment and the discretion of God. As we see how God operates, that becomes a template really for our lives. So it really begins with the Word of God. Second is prayer. And in James 1, verse 5, James writes, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all men without reproach. And in other words, God never slaps our hand and says, oh, you mean you're back again for more wisdom? I just gave you some 5 minutes ago, and now you're already back needing more. No, he gives generously without reproach. He wants us to be continually coming to him in prayer and asking for wisdom, because life is unfolding on a constant basis. And we need to know, do I go left? Do I go right? And admittedly, there is a certain subjective element about that, an objective element in the Word of God, a subjective element in prayer as God is working in our mind and in our heart. But those are the two main things. I give you a third, and it is for us to have wise counselors around us. Proverbs talks about that there's victory in a multitude of counselors. And those wise counselors bring divine wisdom to bear on a situation. And Kent, there have been times I've come to you and I've said, Kent, what do you think I should do in this situation? And you have spoken wisdom into my life. And we all need people like that in our lives. So that's another means of wisdom coming to us.
I was thinking about Proverbs this past week.
Yeah.
And someone said to me one time, you know, there's a commentary by Charles Bridges on Proverbs,
the greatest
commentary ever on Proverbs.
Yeah.
And I had a Christian businessman say to me one time, you know what, Kent, if you could take that commentary and go through it and go through Proverbs, it would be greater than reading the Wall Street Journal and reading the Wall Street Journal cover to cover for 10 years.
Yeah.
It would give you more wisdom in your business, more wisdom in your life.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. So I got the Charles Bridges commentary.
I've seen it in your study at your home.
But I've got to get back into it.
Yeah.
But that's what you're saying, is do something to get us into the Word of God. And is it directly proportionate, almost, Steve, proportional, Steve, where the more time we spend in God's Word, the more wisdom he gives us?
Yeah, it is. Now, it's not an automatic guarantee,
because
there are a lot of people who know everything about the maps and
have memorized
things, but they've never really allowed it to work its way into their life. We need to get into the Word, but the Word has to get into us. However, the more we are in the Word, the more we are able to absorb wisdom, the mind of God in our minds, and we desperately need that.
So then once we've done that and we get into a situation, then God just brings, when we're in that situation, what you're saying is God just brings his wisdom to us to make those decisions based upon what he's been teaching us through the Holy Spirit in his word.
Yes. You know, in Ephesians 6, it talks about put on the full armor of God. And it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And it's the sword that the Spirit puts into our hand, that the Spirit gives to us to use in the day of battle. The more we learn of the Word of God, the more the Spirit is able to bring that to the forefront of our mind. in a particular situation. If we haven't learned it, it's just not going to be dropped out of heaven and planted in our mind. We have to study the Word. Then the Spirit can pull out of that treasury of Scripture knowledge that we have and help apply it in a particular situation.
What a great thing. I want more wisdom. I need more wisdom, desperately.
This makes me want to read Proverbs.
Oh, man.
Just hearing you say that.
Well, I would thank everybody out there. There's so many issues and decisions we need to make, and we want to make wise decisions. This is what I need. This is what I need this morning.
Yeah. Well, it's what you need this morning as well, or in the evening. Whenever you're listening to this, wherever you are, you need God's wisdom. And there's only one source, and that is God Himself, as He's revealed it in His Word. So I would encourage you to turn to the Lord, that you would be able to make wise decisions in your life. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.